Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. And I am your host, Simone M. Prosper. And you're listening to the Conduit for the Poet Entrepreneur. So glad to have you guys today here with us to celebrate just another week of poetry. We're just so grateful for having you come out, having this platform to be able to give basically a feeding every week to your business entrepreneurship endeavors. Today we are doing our Regal Poet of the Week, and it's going to be actually five poets that we will be playing. And this week is pretty interesting because I was a little perturbed or just a little unsettled at this year's spoken word category lineup for the Grammys. I'm not really sure what the thinking was when they decided to create this list of spoken word. It almost feels like there wasn't much to choose from. And I'm not knocking anyone that's within that list. I respect everyone wholeheartedly for what they do as. However, you know, I want to show respect to every genre. I want every genre to be represented in a great way. Now, the spoken word category finds itself led by, not this year, but a lot of the times led by politicians and those who have a voice within society nationally. This seems to be the category that they like to place people in. Last year, Michelle Obama, her book, her material surfaced, and that was who won last year. And, you know, I have to respect that. And especially since they are big campaigners for Library Book Festival, that it happens every year, but they really have pushed behind it and put a lot of poets in the limelight through that venue, through that platform. So I have to respect that. It's a good thing for the poetry community as a whole and the literacy community as a whole. This year, there's only two people three. I would still categorize James Franco as a poet. Some people may not because of the other things that he does. He's pretty commercial. He's hilarious. I'm sorry. but he does consider himself a poet, and I respect him for that. I consider him a poet as well. So one of the pieces we'll hear today is from James Franco. The other people in the category outside of Elizabeth Warren and the other person that escapes me at this time, but definitely having Joan Rivers, and there were a couple of other people that it really didn't, in my opinion, serve the category for either respect. You know, Joan Rivers, she was still with us in the physical sense. I don't believe she would want to be in the spoken word category. There is a comedy category, and I can understand that's why she's put in there because of speaking. However, it just seemed like as there needed to be a place to do a tribute for her, and this is the perfect place for that. So I really believe that the Grammys, there's a lot of fundamentals that go behind the choosing, and there's a lot of fundamentals as to who actually gets into the category that is aired live. There are a number of people that, about 10 to 15 people that get nominated, and about five, four or five that we actually see. So there's a lot of, I guess, algorithms that go with it. So for me, I just want the Grammys to get it right. Let's make a separate category for comedy, make a separate category for poets and spoken word artists. Quite frankly, I would rather it be, if it's not James Franco, I would say Elizabeth Arden, Elizabeth Warren, I can't believe it's escaping me right now. I have it written down somewhere in front of me. The other, which is another political head, I would want to see it to them. But you know, a lot of us, out of respect, probably expect it to be Joan Rivers. So James Franco, moral story, James Franco will be one of our featured artists, entrepreneurs on here. He's done an awesome job of, I'm using the word commercialized, not in a negative way at all, but making a name for himself in multiple genres. Sometimes he's not taken so seriously in certain things, but one of my favorites to listen to, she's just a phenomenal writer and just a great-hearted person when you're listening to her work. It's just awesome. And we will be listening to Marge Piercy, Patrick Rolson, and Naomi Shihab Nye. Those are our established poets for the day. I really hope that you enjoy it. We've been talking a lot about well, we've been talking about the business sense, about following up. That's something that we will go into again. We're going to make a shift a little bit next week. We'll have Miss Mimi Avery on the show, and she's going to be discussing about your appearance, how to make sure you look chic out there, where her and her business is called Corporate Chic. So we can't wait to have her share with us some things, especially it's like a perfect time, Valentine's Day is that weekend. So I'm pretty sure you guys want to be able to be sharp and looking your best. And then we'll continue with some more poets. Lamont Carey will be coming on. Shout out to Black Felicia and the rest of the team at Code Fever. They have Black Tech Week at the end of the month. They will be on the show on the 19th to share with us what's going on. There is a homeless drive that Reading Poet is a part of. You know, we do a lot of volunteerism. So it's homeless drive. It's their annual homeless drive for Temple at S4, and it's called All Fed, and it's just a great way to pick up the wasteful food that we may have left behind and get it to the right hands at these homeless shelters. And there's about over 50 that they're serving. So we will have Radovan Slavoj come on to tell us a little bit about that and to round up any more last-minute volunteers to get this food out. We're so excited about that. Regal Poet has merch, collaborated with them, and also on a separate entity with LaRue Productions. We have a show on the 21st with LaRue Productions and the nonprofit From the Mouth of Babes, Inc., that benefits minority students and low-income communities with robotic camps and these technology camps. So awesome. It's all about technology, which I love. I'm a geek at heart. And February 21st, we have the Poetry Rock Soul Fest. Please go ahead and support on Eventbrite. You will see Poetry Rock Soul Fest there, and it will be part of Eucalyptus Gardens' Art Walk. I'm excited about that. It's going to be so great. We have Tony Wilson coming from New Orleans, Virginia Rose Band coming in from St. Augustine, Francesca Smith from Miami, and also Empress Addie and Rara Rock from Miami. We have the Blue Apple Poetry Poets coming out, and it's just going to be an awesome night. From Black Rhyme, we have Matthew R.S.T. Jones and myself. We'll be out in the place, and we're just totally excited about that. So please come check that out. And as I stated before, we collaborated with DJ Oski's shows. So there's a lot of events going on down in Miami. February 6th will be at Railroad Blues in Miami for the Oski Express. We also tomorrow night, which is the 5th, I think I got the days wrong. Wait, the 6th, we will be at Railroad Blues for the Oski Express. The following week, we'll be at the Stage, Miami. And then, of course, the following week, we will be at Eucalyptus Gardens. And on the 28th, there's another event that will be at, and also part of Black Tech Week, we're probably going to have a special edition to kind of give some shine to those artists that are also techies, that have some technical apps out there that can really, really help us build as artists. I mean, the technology industry is something that's very booming, that's exploding, and we're just so happy to be a part of that. And shout out to ArtServe, who also has an event, a workshop for all of you, those artists, journalists out there. Check out Broward 100, Broward Alliance, Journalism Alliance, and there'll be a workshop on the 21st in the morning as well. There's a lot going on. There's a lot that we're delivering. But now we're going to deliver some music. Well, music, I'm thinking of being on a different radio show. You know, we're going to deliver some poetry. And this is part of our Poetry of the Week, Real Poets of the Week compilation. So please, it'll be out on our YouTube page, and you can share it, download it, subscribe to it, and you'll get all of the hits on there. So let's go ahead and get right into it with our first piece from Mr. James Franco. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for tuning in to the Rico Poet Radio Show. It was such a pleasure to have you today and to share with you some of these artists, entrepreneurs out there and the wonderful work that they are sharing with us on a daily, weekly, monthly, timeless pieces that encompass what poetry is, what the spoken word industry is, and just the ways that they were able to deliver. So tune in again next week where we will bring you some more work. And we'll have Miss Mimi Avery on the show from Corporate Chic, and she'll deliver some great messages. Check out our YouTube, our Facebook, our Instagram page under Regal Poet, or EGALPOETE. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you again next week.